श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की। गंगा माई यमुना माई की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की, मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई की, श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की, श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की, श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन भगवान की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, गोलोकेर प्रेमदन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 43। स्नात्वानुसवनम तस्मिन् कालिन्द्या सलिले शिवे क्रतोचितानि निवसन् आत्मना कल्पितासनः। स्नात्वानुसवनं तस्मिन् कालिन्द्या सलिले शिवे कृतोचितानि निवसन् आत्मना कल्पितासनः। स्नात्वानुसवनं तस्मिन् कालिन्द्या सलिले शिवे क्रतोचितानि निवसन् आत्मना कल्पितासनः। प्लीज रिपीट। स्नात्वानुसवनं तस्मिन् कालिन्द्या सलिले शिवे क्रतोचितानि निवसन् आत्मानं कल्पितासनः। स्नात्वानुसवनं तस्मिन् कालिन्द्या सलिले शिवे क्रतोचितानि निवसन् आत्मना कल्पितासनः। माताजीस् स्नात्वानुसवनं तस्मिन् कालिन्द्या सलिले शिवे क्रतोचितानि निवसन् आत्मना कल्पितासना, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, स्नात्वा आफ्टर टेकिंग बाथ, अनुसवनम थ्री टाइम्स, तस्मिन इन दैट, कालिंद्या इन द रिवर कालिंदी, यमुना सलीले इन द वॉटर, शिवे विच इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस, कृत्वा परफॉर्मिंग, उचितानि सुटेबल, निवासन सिटिंग, आत्मनः ऑफ द सेल्फ, कल्पिता आसनः हैविंग प्रिपेयर्ड अ सिटिंग प्लेस. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. नारद मुनि इंस्ट्रक्टेड, माय डियर बॉय, इन द वॉटर्स ऑफ यमुना रिवर विच इज नोन एज कालिंदी, यू शुड टेक थ्री बाथ्स डेली बिकॉज द वॉटर इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस, सेक्रेड एंड क्लियर. After bathing, you should perform the necessary regulative principles for Ashtanga Yoga and then sit down on your asana, sitting place. Asana, that is sitting place, and in a calm and quiet position. Purport: It appears from this statement that Dhruva Maharaj had already been instructed how to practice the Eightfold Yoga system, which is known as Ashtanga Yoga. This system is explained in our Bhagavad Gita, as it is in the chapter titled Sankhya Yoga, pages 319 to 322. It is understood that in the Ashtanga Yoga one practices settling the mind and then concentrating it on the form of the Lord Vishnu, as will be described in the following verses. It is clearly stated here that Ashtanga Yoga is not bodily gymnastic exercise, but a practice to concentrate the mind on the form of Vishnu. Before sitting on his asana, which is also described in Bhagavad Gita, one has to cleanse himself very nicely in a clear and sacred water thrice daily. The water of the Yamuna is naturally very clear and pure, and thus if anyone bathes there three times, undoubtedly he will be greatly purified externally. Narad Muni therefore instructed Dhruva Maharaj to go to the bank of Yamuna and thus become externally purified. This is the part of gradual process of practicing mystic yoga. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Nvitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Nabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishibhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in this shloka there is mentioned about Yamuna river, which is known as Kalindi. And also it is mentioned about Ashtanga Yoga. And Ashtanga Yoga is not fit for Kali Yuga people. Yesterday, His Grace Radhika Valla Prabhu was speaking from his nectarian pot of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he spoke many things. He was speaking about what should be the attitude while going on pilgrimage place. Then he gave the example of Balramji, he gave the example of Naradji. Then after that, he spoke about special Naraji. What is his personality? He spoke about what are his preaching skills, how he is preaching to the different categories people. In one sense, Naraji is an all-rounder preacher. So he is preaching to the all types of people, all types of category, all category people. And now here, Naraji is preaching to the small child, which is a 5 years old, parenting you can say. So here he is guiding to the one who is eager to our intense determination. His determination is so strong, and he is guiding to that small child. And generally, his age was around 5-6 years only, Dhruv Maharaj. And this is the age where in LKG, UKG children are going. But this child is going to perform tapasya for getting the kingdom, which is higher than his great-grandfather, Brahmaji. So, Narad Muni is here instructing that, my dear boy, in the waters of Yamuna, which is known as Kalindi, you should take bath 3 times a daily. Because it is very, very auspicious, sacred and clear. So, I will not speak about any Ashtanga Yoga here. I will not speak about any Dhyana Yoga. As there is mentioned about Yamuna and its water, I will speak about that. So, in this age of Kali Yuga, Ashtanga Yoga is not recommended. Because if you think about India, the yogis, transcendentalists or devotees, they are going to these sacred places like Haridwar, Rishikesh, on the bank of Yamuna, on the bank of Ganga. They are going to Dwarka, then they are going to Rameshwar. These pilgrimage places they are going. For what purpose? To focus on their own meditation. What are maybe the types of their meditation? So they are going there to realize, to understand, for self-realization they are going. So, but this is not possible for for the people who are living all over the world, or you can say all over the earth. It is not possible. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process of chanting the holy name in this age of the Kali Yuga. Because already the people of the Kali Yuga are disturbed. They are uncontrolled. They are short-lived. So it's very difficult for them to follow all these different processes. We know that shloka, krate yadhyayate vishnu, tretayam yajato makhe, dvapare paricharyayam, kalau tad hari kirtanat. So in Kali Yuga, the simplest process is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, as yesterday, Radhika Vallabha Prabhu spoke about Naraji, who is a devotee of the Lord, who is called father of devotional service. So I decided to speak about Yamuna, who is a devotee of the Lord again. So specially this lecture is dedicated to Yamuna River. So I will speak about the appearance of Yamuna in Goloka Vrindavan, appearance of Yamuna in material world, and how she traveled from Goloka Vrindavan to material world, from spiritual world to material world. So what happened? We know very well that Krishna expanded into energy, that is Radharani. Krishna expanded into Balramji. Krishna expanded into many Ananta Gopas. And then Radharani expanded into Gopis, Sakhis, Manjaris, like that. Eternal associates. So what happened? In Goloka Vrindavan also, there is called Ras Mandal. And in that Ras Mandal, they decided to perform the Ras Leela. And they started to dance. They were dancing. All of them were so absorbed in dancing, they reached to the highest ecstasy of bliss. And because of the dancing, they were sweating. And we know that this many English words coming from the Sanskrit word. Like sweating come from sved. Sved is a Sanskrit word. Sved means, sved means pasina. Huh? It's called pasina. So this pasina or this sweating in this material world is ugly form of the sweating in the spiritual world. It is ugly form. When somebody is sweating, there is smell, bad odor comes out. But in spiritual world, when the sweating comes, then that is a fragrant. It is fragrant and it is giving the pleasure to the everyone who is surrounding there. So when they were dancing all these associates of the Lord, Krishna, then what happened? Because of the sweating, so water was accumulated there. And that water formed into a lake, that big body of water. And that is very pleasant. So Radharani liked much that water, that lake of the water, sweating. And she told to Krishna, Krishna, this is so beautiful. This is an emblem of our love. This is representing our love for you and your love for us. So that's why this is in the form of lake here. If we allow her, allow this lake, all her Golok Vrindavan, then it will give the pleasure to all over the residents of Golok Vrindavan. So then that form, that lake formed into the river, that converted into, transformed into river and flowing all over the Golok Vrindavan. And that is nothing but a Yamuna. So this Yamuna is appeared there in Golok Vrindavan. After that, what happened? Then one day, we know very well in this material world, on this earth planet, there was demons were committing sins. So it is said that earth can bear the all the load. Earth can bear the heavy load of the person also. It can bear the load of the whole building also. It can bear the whole load of the whole mountain also. But she cannot bear the load of the sins. It's very difficult for her. So approach Brahmaji in the form of cow to appeal about what is the situation here. Then she approached Brahmaji. Then Brahmaji approached Kshirodakshaya Vishnu along with all demigods. And they were requesting that this is a problem happening on the earth planet, which is very important for devotional service. So what is to be done? Then Vishnu gave the message and it came directly from Krishna. So Krishna gave this message that I am going to appear in this material world on the earth planet. So what happened then? Radhika came to know this. Radharani came to know this. That Krishna is going to the material world. Then hearing this, Radharani became morose. She started to cry. Then Krishna told that, why you are crying? Then Radharani said, it's very difficult for me to bear the separation from you. I cannot bear this. So Krishna said, do not worry. I have one ticket for you also. So I have purchased one ticket for you also. We'll go together. No problem. No worry. Then Radharani said, no, no, no. Only you and me, what we are going to do there? I want other three personalities from this Golok Vrindavan. And which are they? She said that I want Govardhan. Govardhan mountain as it is there. Without which it cannot be called as a Vrindavan. Second, I want a Vrindavan. Whole Vrindavan I want. And third, I want Yamuna be there. So that was a requesting, that is requested by Radharani. And then Krishna told that, yes, I have already sent them. And I have transferred this Vrindavan forest also, Vrindavan, which is of 84 crores. I already shifted a whole thing. So no need to worry about that. Then Radharani again put one condition. That, what is that condition? I will, when you will come in front of me, only then I will open my eyes. Because without which I cannot open the eyes. So like this, she requested. Then after that, what happened? So like this, Yamuna was about to shift. So there must be some way or medium through which this great personality appears. The great devotee appears in this material world. So son of Aditya and Kashyap, one of the son, is a sun god. That is Vivaswan. This Vivaswan had four wives. One is Sangya, Rajini, Prabha and Chaya. So all these four wives were there. And Sun God, Vivaswan begot different sons from different wives. So Sanya's son were Yamraj and Yamuna. Okay, so what happened? This sun god, Vivaswan, had so great effulgence, intensity of effulgence was so such that she could not bear the light or effulgence of sun god, Vivaswan. She could not bear. So when there was a, because sun god is so huge in size and so effulgence is coming, it is said that he, sun god travels on the, or Vivaswan travels on the chariot wherein 1 lakh horses are there. Such a big chariot was there. Chariot is there. And then she could not bear when the first time of union, impregnation came. At that time what happened? Then she was so fearful and she scared of the effulgence of sun god, Vivaswan. And after union what happened? She bear one child, male child. And then sun god told, this child is going to make a fear others. And who is that? Yamraj. This male child born. So because of your fearness. Then after that what happened? Next time sun god told that next time be careful, be alert. And looking at the character of the Vivaswan, this Sangya, she became alert and she became confident. She became fearless. Then what happened after that? There was again union. And then one girl child was born. And this girl child was nothing but Yamuna. And then sun god told, this child is going to become a devotee of the Lord. And after whoever it will take a shelter, whoever will glorify this girl child, they will be free from the fear of Yamraj. So like this, the two Yamuna and Yamraj appeared. Then how this Yamuna traveled from spiritual world to material world. Then this whole thing, I explained you about appearance of Yamuna in spiritual world. I explained you about appearance of Yamuna in material world. Then how she traveled. Once there was a discussion between Krishna and Radha. After that what happened? Then Krishna told one day to Radharani, to Yamuna, that you have to go to this material world and you have to purify the existence here. You have to purify the, because we are going to perform pastimes. So you have to be there. So Yamuna decided to move. As she decided to move, Ganga also merged into that. So Ganga also merged with the Yamuna. And both started to flow. And also Virja also started to flow in that. Virja is one of the gopi. So all the three started to flow from the spiritual world. And they were they traveled through the all the spiritual planets in the Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha planets. They traveled all through this different planets. There is Ayodhya, there is Mathura, there is Dwarka. There are many places in the spiritual world. So they traveled through all those. Then Vaikuntha, they came out of this and there Virja separated from this Ganga and Yamuna. This Virja is separating the material world and spiritual world. And after that what happened? Then Ganga and Yamuna flowed together and when the Vamana avatar, there was an incarnation of Vamana, then we know that story that toe of the Lord broke the covering of the Brahmand. And from there, Ganga and Yamuna entered together in this material world. So after entering this, again Ganga and Yamuna traveled through the different planets of this material world, upper planetary system. Siddha Lok, Tapa Lok, Jana Lok, then Swarga Lok. And after that, they came on the Meru Parvat, Sumeru Parvat. And there, Ganga and Yamuna divided. They took a separate part. They took the separate way. So Yamuna came on the east, south southern side and then Ganga on other side and they traveled on this Jambu Dweep. And after coming on this earth planet, this Yamuna fall on the Kalinda Shikhar, Kalinda mountain. That is nothing but a source of, we can say on this earth planet, that is a source of Yamuna. దిస్ కాలింద మౌంటైన్. సో దాట్స్ వై హర్ నేమ్ ఈస్ కాలింది. అండ్ యమున, సారీ, గంగా ఫాల్ ఆన్ ద హిమాలయ. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ షీ ట్రావెల్డ్. అండ్ వీ నో దట్ హౌ ద పాత్ ఈస్ ఫ్రమ్ హరిద్వార్ అండ్ రుషికేశ్ లైక్ దట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ మీటింగ్ బంగాల్ ఓషియన్, దట్ ఈస్ సబ్ ఓషియన్. అండ్ వాట్ అబౌట్ యమున? దెన్ యమున ట్రావెల్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద యమునోత్రి అండ్ షీ ట్రావెల్డ్ టు ద పాసింగ్ ద ఢిల్లీ, దట్ ఈస్ ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇట్ వాస్ కాల్డ్ యమున, ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇట్ వాస్ కాల్డ్ హస్తినాపూర్. అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ దెర్ వాజ్ అ ఖాండవ ఫారెస్ట్ ఆల్సో నియర్ బై. సో దిస్ యమున ఆఫ్టర్ ట్రావెలింగ్ త్రూ దిస్ నియర్ బై ఢిల్లీ, అండ్ షీ కన్వర్టెడ్ దిస్ ఖాండవ ఫారెస్ట్ ఇన్ టు గ్రీనరీ, ఇన్ టు blowing, what you can say, there were lotus sprouts, and then this whole became green, okay? And we are singing every day Yamuna Ashtakam. There is second stanza. Harivari dharaya bhimanditoru khandava pundarika mandalodhyat andajali tandava స్నాన కామ పామరోగ్ర పాప సంపదందిని మాంపునాతు సర్వదారవింద బంధునందిని. సో హియర్ ఖాండవ ఫారెస్ట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హారి వారి ధారయ, ధారయ మీన్స్ స్ట్రీమ్స్ ఆఫ్ యమున, దే కన్వర్టెడ్ దిస్ ఖాండవ ఫారెస్ట్ ఇన్ టు గ్రీన్. ఇట్ వాస్ కంప్లీట్లీ, దెర్ వాజ్ అ గ్రీన్ రివల్యూషన్ ఇన్ ఖాండవ ఫారెస్ట్ బికాస్ ఖాండవ ఫారెస్ట్ వాజ్ బర్న్డ్ బై అగ్నిదేవ్. The story behind is that, what was the story? Once Agnidev approached Nar Narayan, Krishna and Arjun. Because in the previous life, there was one king, that king was performing some fire sacrifice, yagya. And in that yagya, what happened? He put a lot of ghee, which was beyond the capacity of digestion of the Agnidev. He could not bear the load of, sometimes we eat much. It's very difficult for us to digest also. It is difficult for us to move also. Right? So, then Agni could not bear that heavy load of ghee. Then after that, what happened? He was searching for solution. What is to be done? Then he started Google search. To whom we have to meet? Then he approached Brahmaji. And Brahmaji, after meeting Brahmaji, Brahmaji gave him suggestion. That you have to approach Krishna and Balaram. They were previously Nar and Narayan Rishi. They are so powerful. Their only great personality is they can give you solution. So this Agnidev came into the form of, he came in the disguise of Brahmana and approached Krishna and Balaram. Because Krishna and Balaram were thinking, because one day what happened? Arjuna told Krishna that, these days we are feeling so hot. We have to go some place wherein we will get some pleasure. So they decided to go. And then they came to the Khandava forest. And when they were roaming around, they were walking. Suddenly, this Brahman, who was nothing but Agnidev, he came in front of Krishna and Balaram. And he was begging that, I heard from Brahmaji, that you can fulfill my desire. So you have to, you can give me. So Krishna asked, what is your problem? What do you want? Then this Agnidev told that, I want food. Then no problem, you can get a food, whatever you want. No, I don't want ordinary food. I want whole Khandava forest. Then what is the reason behind that? Why you want to eat this Khandava forest? Then he said that because of the eating ghee too much, it is very difficult for me to digest. So I want medicines. And I heard that in this Khandava forest, there are unlimited medicines. Herbs are there. So if I am eating that, my disease will go away. So like this, then after that what happened? Agnidev was allowed. But he said that as Indra is protecting this Khandava forest, so please protect me from that. And I want to eat whole Khandava forest. And after that, Agnidev burnt and he ate all the things. And also there was a purpose behind this. burning this, destroying this Khanda forest, burning whole forest, that there were voracious animal. Voracious like reptiles, one takshak was there from Khanda forest only. So this was the purpose behind all this pastime. So then, like this, then Yamuna flowed through this Khanda forest, and after that what happened? There was completely greenery was there. There were different trees. There were different birds. They were coming like that. Dharayabhi manditoru khandava. Mandalodhyat andajali tandava. Mandita means what? Give decoration. So, like that. So, day before yesterday, we got that water from our devotees went to Badrinath, Kedarnath, and they brought water from Alaknanda, Saraswati, Ganga Yamuna. We got a river. So, it was mixed in our plate. So, we were about to drink, but I was difficult to identify which water belongs to what, because it is completely mixed. Can we understand which water belongs to which river after mixing it? We cannot understand. So, I was thinking, so which water is a great water? Which water is a great water? Which river is a great river? So, with my tiny brain, I was trying to understand. And at the same time, this shloka came that Kalindi, Kalindyaha Salile Shive. So, Kalindi water is a pure water, sacred water. So, I was thinking how to understand. So, I was trying to understand through the some references. So, in Varaha Puran, it is, Prabhupada is quoting this. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, there is not much a difference between Yamuna and Ganga. But when the water of Ganga is purified 100 times or sanctified 100 times, then it is called Yamuna. So, Yamuna's river is 100 times purer than Ganga. Then in Matsya Puran, there was a conversation between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Naraji. So, Naraji was talking about Yamuna's glorification. He was glorifying Yamuna. So, Naraji said, O Yudhishthira, the man who sings the glories of Yamuna, he becomes a virtuous person. Who becomes virtuous person. Charitravan ban jata hai wo. Then, just by taking a darshan of the Yamuna, one gets auspicious result. Just by darshan of Yamuna. Then whoever takes a bath in Yamuna or drinks her water guarantees all auspiciousness to his life. Not only to his life, but all the seven generations will get of auspiciousness if somebody bathes in Yamuna river and somebody drinks the water of Yamuna. And whoever dies on the bank of Yamuna, he will get the eternal abode. So, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj says that I want to sleep on the bank of Yamuna. So, we can understand how these pure devotees are presenting themselves and what should be our mood also. So, different Puranas concluding the different things. I will tell you about what Kurma Purana says about different rivers. So, in Kurma Puran, there is a glorification of different pilgrimage places like Prayag, then like Dwarka, Mathura, Jagannath Puri, Narmada, then everything is glorified there in Kurma Puran also. So now here there is a contradiction in Kurma Puran. The waters of the river Saraswati will purify the sinner if somebody takes a bath for 3 days. If some sinner is there, he will be purified after 3 days of bathing in Saraswati river. Now waters of river Yamuna will take one entire week for purifying the sinner. So here we can say it's a little bit contradiction. So here who is greater? Saraswati is greater. And Yamuna is a little bit inferior. Now after that, the mere touch of drop of water of Ganga purifies the sinner. Just drop of Ganga. Now Ganga is superior. Then after that, these all things will be done if somebody glances at Narmada river. He will be relieved from all the sins which he had committed. If somebody just glancing at the Narmada river. So in all different Puranas, there are different glorification of all the different rivers. So how to understand this? If we are going to Narmada, can we think in negative way or negative approach about, can we think negatively about Yamuna, or can you think about Ganga? So one of the lecture, one devotee asked to His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj that, wherever we are going, while on Yatra, then he asked that, wherever we are going, you are saying that this is the topmost pilgrimage place. When you hear about this, by sitting here, you will get the unlimited Krishna Prem. Your heart will be flooded with the Krishna Prem. You will go to the Golok Vrindavan like that. He is giving Phalshruti. Then, how to understand this? Then Maharaj said that, for this moment or for this period, this is the important for you. So you have to think in that way, this is the only topmost. If you are going at another place, then you have to understand that is topmost. So like this, our attitude will be very nice. So once a disciple of Srila Prabhupada asked that, Prabhupada, you told once that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. If you want to please Him, we have to please His devotees. Prabhupada said, yes, we can do that. Can we, instead of taking the Krishna's name, can we take the name of devotees? Prabhupada said, don't speculate like this. This is totally wrong. Don't speculate. Speculation is not allowed in Krishna consciousness. And that is also mental speculation. So, in our Gita Mahatmya, Lord Shiva spoke to Parvati that one name of Ram is equal to 1,000 name of Vishnu. And one name of Krishna is equal to three names of Ram. That is Sahasra Namna Tulyanam, Tri Ravrityatu Yatphalam, Eka Ravrityatu Krishnasya, Namaikam Prayachati, like that. So if you are chanting the one name of Krishna, you will getting the 3,000 name of Vishnu, the benefit of 3,000 names of Vishnu. So how to understand this? We are chanting Hare Krishna Mantra in our parampara. So instead of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, instead of that, can we chant Krishna, 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 Krishna? Can we chant like this? We are not chanting based on this. Although there are different scriptures say something different, although it is speaking about something, importance about it, holy name. So we are not chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We are taking the shelter of the scriptures that is mentioned in Kalisantaran Upanishad. Then this mantra should be chanted. And also, we have to chant whatever our acharyas has been given. Whoever the acharyas in our parampara, we have to follow them. So Lord Chaitanya also spoke that we have to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We have to chant this mantra. Our Srila Prabhupada also spoke that we have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. He didn't say just chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki jai. So once I came across with one devotee, little bit fanatic. So when he was coming to the temple, he was chanting it in his bead bag. And I observed there are three counters on that bead bag. One was in golden color, that is yellow color. One was in a blue color. And third was in black color. Three counters were there. So just out of inquisitiveness, I asked him, because I was carrying only one counter in my bead bag. So I asked him, what is the reason you are carrying three counters in your bead bag? He said that color represents differently. So this yellow belongs to Gauranga. So I am chanting Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. This 108 times multiplied by 16 times. That is 16 rounds. And Nityananda, that is for blue counter beads. I am chanting Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda. And then third, that is black, it is for Krishna. So I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So then I was thinking, why is so much confusion about all this chanting three months? I asked him, why you are chanting so three rounds? Because we are not following at all in our parampara like this. So then he said that because kidhar to bhi baith jayenge, kidhar to bhi kuch to mil jayega hume. So he didn't have the complete faith on the parampara's instruction. So this is not allowed. This mental speculation is not allowed. Although it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that we have to chant just by chanting the Gauranga Prabhu's name, our heart will be flooded with the Krishna Prem. Yes, it is right, 100% right. But it doesn't mean that we have to violate the instruction of our parampara. So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, he was telling in his lecture that if we are taking a bath or if we are bathing in Ganga, then we should not think that, why I am taking a bath in Ganga? If I would have taken bath in Yamuna, then I would get 100 times benefit in Yamuna. So what will happen? We will not get the benefit of bathing in Ganga river. Like when we are getting distributed some sweets, somebody is getting barfi, somebody is getting rasgulla, somebody is getting rasmalai. Then if I am getting rasmalai, then I will think, arey, mujhe barfi milta to achha rehta. So like that. Then sometimes devotee exchanges, arey, uska bhi taste dekh lete, iska bhi taste dekh lete. So he do half. So he wants to taste both the things. But it doesn't act in when we are taking a bath in Yamuna and Ganga. So wherever we are in that particular pilgrimage place, we have to think that that is the topmost only. So, if we are bathing in Ganga, then we should think that this is the topmost. And if we are bathing in Yamuna, it is the topmost. But as far as Karmakanda is concerned, Karmakanda people are concerned, they are thinking what? Ganga is the topmost. Ganga is the topmost because they believe that, and it is mentioned in the scriptures also, though all the sins will be destroyed if we are bathing in Ganga. We will get a liberation. We have that some stories also, one eagle is, or some bird who was taking dead snake, and that dead snake's tail touched to the body, touched the water of Ganga, and immediately he got a four-handed form, and he went back to Vaikuntha. So that is Ganga is glorified. And for a devotee, which is the greatest river? That is Yamuna. Because Yamuna is surrounding it, in Vrindavan, Yamuna is surrounded, right? Yamuna is traveled through all the Vrindavan forest. So, and also it is very dearest to Krishna. When Krishna took a birth, he incarnated on this earth planet. And when Vasudeva was carrying Krishna through Yamuna, then Krishna purposely slipped from the hand of Vasudevji. And when he slipped, he was in Yamuna river. He took a bath. Krishna took the bath. And then Vasudeva kept him back in his hand. And again, he was traveling. So he was going towards the Gokul. So like this, Yamuna is glorified. Yamuna is sanctified by Krishna himself. Then Parikshit Maharaj also, it is said that Parikshit Maharaj went to river Ganga. But Jiva Goswami says that this after cursed by Sringi Rishi, Parikshit Maharaj went to the bank of Yamuna. What is the reason? It is geographically, it is near to Hastinapur. Because Parikshit Maharaj was ruling from the Hastinapur place. And whichever the nearest place, a pilgrimage place, that is the topmost for us. So in our Marathwada, there is one place called Ganga Khed. Why it is called Ganga Khed? Because Godavari is traveling from that, through that place, through that village. It is near Parbhani. So all the Pindadan, all the Tarpan, all the Asthi Visarjan, those who are local people, they are doing there, that area people, they are doing that. And they are calling Godavari as a Ganga. That is the topmost for them. So here also, Parikshit Maharaj approached Shukdev Goswami, who was sitting on the river Yamuna. And Naradji is telling to Dhruva Maharaj also, that please go to the bank of Yamuna, which is, you go to the Madhuvan, wherein you can perform tapasya. And you take a bath 3 times a daily so that you are externally will be purified. You will be purified and then you will be able to perform a devotional service. You will be able to focus on the Supreme Lord, form of the Lord Vishnu with the through the process of Ashtanga Yoga. But this is not possible for us. So it is very important to understand the glories of Yamuna. In Garga Sahita, there are Yamuna Kavach. There is Yamuna Stotra. There is Yamuna's 1008 names. So we don't have that much time to read all those. If we go through the Phalashruti, then we can understand how it is great. These rivers are so great. And they are bestowing a mercy on us. They are giving a benediction on us. So one of the aspect of Yamunas is that we are chanting every day Yamuna Arati. Here. It is 9 stanza. It's to glorify Yamuna. So that we can get the blessings of Yamuna. So one day, Yamuna was ordered by Balramji. Balramji told Yamuna, please come. Because he wanted to swim in the Yamuna river. And he was sitting at one place, Balramji. And he was ordering to Yamuna that please come. I want to take bathing. He want to bathe with his gopis, the group of gopis. So what happened then? Then Yamuna refused. She did not come. And looking at this attitude, Balramji told that she became very angry. You wretched river, you did not care for my order. I will break into pieces. I will make into streams with my plow. So Balramji has two weapons. One is a plow and second is club. So with his plow, he started to break into pieces, that is streams, different streams. Then Yamuna, in humble attitude, she took the form of, she came in the person and she asked for forgiveness to Balramji that please forgive me. Out of ignorance, I could not understand your glories. So please forgive me and whatever you will say, I am ready to follow. Then Yamuna came near and there Balramji along with the gopis, they were day and night they were swimming there and they are enjoying the pastimes for 2 months completely. So that is the greatness of Yamuna. So here, that's why there are unlimited glories of Yamuna. So that's why Naraji is instructing Dhruva Maharaj that please go and take a bath every day. Kalindya Shalile Shive. And here it is Kratav Uchitani Nivasan. Uchitani, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that. Uchitani, what is the meaning? You have to give the respect to the deities. Just by doing this, we'll be able to give the respect to the deities. And for that, we don't need to go through the scriptures of Vedas. Not required at all to study all these things. Even if the person is uneducated and he's just doing this activity by taking a bath in Yamuna river and offering a respect to the deity, he will get the ultimate goal of he will achieve the ultimate goal of our life. Hare Krishna. So, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.